Michael Cunningham's newest novel is named after a fairy tale, but the book, The Snow Queen, is full of death, drugs, and aging. Here's author Alex Gilvary with a review.
Bushwick in Brooklyn is the setting for this novel. It's November 2004, and the neighborhood is gentrifying, lightly. It's still full of desolate streets, industrial warehouses, and lopsided apartments. Two brothers, Barrett and Tyler Meeks, are doing the best they can in one of those off-kilter dwellings, along with Tyler's fiancée, Beth. This book begins with a vision. One night, as Barrett walks home, he sees a celestial light in the sky, a pale aqua light, translucent, trailing off at its edges into lacy spurs and spirals. That's it. It's mystical, but short-lived, and unfortunately, it doesn't capture the reader's interest enough to get us involved. Luckily, Cunningham's writing is captivating, even if his plot isn't. His voice is careful, compassionate, and sexy. He constantly searches his characters' desires, their bodies, even their possessions for an emotional truth. And you can't help but be ignited by his investigations. Listen to this description of the brothers' kitchen table. Cloudy gray formica that's chipped away in one corner, a ragged edged gap the shape of the state of Idaho. When this table was new, people expected dome cities to rise on the ocean floor. They believed that they lived on the brink of a holy and ecstatic conjuring of metal and glass and silent, rubberized speed. The book is set over the course of 3 days that occur between 2004 and 2008, two of them right around Election Day. They were chosen, it seems, to evoke our political feelings over the last decade, but they leave something to be desired. Instead of drama, the political climate makes for stale dialogue, like when Tyler says to Barrett towards the end of the book, "This country is so not ready for a black president. Prepare yourself for McCain. Get ready for Vice President Palin." It's not giving away the novel's big reveal to say that this book is ultimately the story of the not-so-young in Brooklyn, the ones who are still at it when beauty and talent and love have disappointed them. The celestial light never leads Barrett or the reader to a fulfilling end, and this is not the novel of its time that Cunningham's political milieu suggests. What it is an emotional story simply told about a group of people who struggle to defy that term, middle age.
That was author Alex Gilvary reviewing The Snow Queen by Michael Cunningham.